You're listening to the Footglish podcast. Love football, learn English. What exactly happened between Robert Lewandowski and the Polish national team? What is the similarity between Cristiano Ronaldo and Lewandowski's situation? How much longer can Lewandowski stay at the top level of his game? And how do we use the verb to seem in English? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Zdenek speaking, and you're listening to the Footglish podcast. Welcome back. And if this is your first time listening to the Footglish podcast, then you should know that this is a podcast for English learners who are also enthusiastic about football. So if you're into football, then this is the right place. And as always, on the Footglish podcast, there is a guest. And this time, it's none other than Tomasz from Poland, a Polish fan of the Polish national team, and someone who is going to tell us about a very, very famous Polish player. Hi, Tomasz. Welcome to the Footglish podcast.
Hi, Zdenek. Thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here again.
It's a pleasure. Tell us, which player am I referring to here?
Well, unfortunately, because we are going to speak about a conflict, and unfortunately, you are speaking about the best Polish player of all times, Robert Lewandowski,
which is
a tragedy. Oh, it's of all times, and I think he will stay the best player of all times for many years. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So we have been watching him play for the last two decades, right? And he has been the biggest standout player of the Polish national team. As we know, he played for massive clubs, Bayern Munich and now FC Barcelona. Something has just happened in the Polish national team, some sort of conflict, yeah? So he was out of the team because the manager didn't fancy him, right? Or something like that. What happened exactly, Tomasz?
Well, there was a decision nobody understands till now. We still don't know why it happened and what was the motive and why the coach, the manager, did it. So he just wanted Lewandowski not to be a captain of this team anymore.
You see, I didn't know. So it was about captaincy.
From him.
So he stripped him off the armband. Wow.
That was the only thing that happened officially. We don't know what more happened in this period of time. But the official message that the coach gave to all the journalists, to all that have been waited for our last game against Finland was: Lewandowski will not be a captain of our national team.
Wait. So that means he must have done something wrong, right? This sounds like a punishment, right?
Well, it must have been this way, in my opinion, but nobody heard about what it was. There are some rumors. There were some players of the national team who didn't want him to be a captain anymore. But
really,
they weren't the majority of the team, of the national team. So the manager did something that I think he doesn't understand himself till now, because it costed him a lot.
It cost him his job in the end. But first thing first, let's not skip ahead. Basically, we're talking about the biggest legend of the Polish national team and someone who has been crucial to the Polish offense. Because how many goals has he scored? Many, right?
We would have to check it. That's the number of goals that nobody scored in national team before Lewandowski.
Record.
and he is way ahead of everybody.
So he's a record holder. So and in my mind, this seems quite similar to the Ronaldo situation, because there have been some issues in the past as well, right? Because I think some people don't want to see him in that role anymore, because Ronaldo has the status of God in the Polish national team. And it's mostly because of the fans as well, because they absolutely adore him. And even if he is slow, he doesn't defend, and he still keeps scoring goals. So on the one hand, some people say, yeah, but he's taking someone else's place, especially the younger players who are very talented. The Portuguese team is amazing. Maybe they should be playing instead of him, but because it's Ronaldo, he has to play, even if he's now in Saudi Arabia and all that. Is it similar with Lewandowski?
Just like Ronaldo for the team of Portugal, I think the influence of Lewandowski, just like in case of Ronaldo, the influence on other players was always very positive. So I have never seen this this what now everybody's talking about. There were some situations in which Lewandowski didn't want to play with the younger players. I have never seen it, I have to say.
Okay.
Just like Ronaldo, he always had respect of the youngsters, and he always could help. Of course, you can see, at times you can see Ronaldo and Lewandowski a little bit disappointed when the team on this particular day is not playing well. Yeah, they are maybe disappointed. You can see it if you watch the game. This disappointment of the legend that the rest doesn't do its job. Okay, and you can understand it, but the influence stays positive. So I don't think it all of this mess, let's call it this way, that happened was it really necessary to start it?
We don't even know the details. That's the problem. Like it's all speculations, right? And we are just speculating here. Like what happened? What must have gone on that the situation came to this? That he was stripped off the captaincy,
right?
And then as a response to that, Lewandowski said that he wouldn't play for the national team as long as the coach at the time, he has now resigned since, but that's breaking news basically. But he was the coach, and he said he wouldn't play under him. So that throws really bad light on the team, right?
That's what causes the disappointment, right? This what causes the disappointment of the Polish fans, because now we are disappointed mostly because they didn't communicate enough, the manager, with this legend, with this best player of all times, that they did not communicate prior to all this situation. And they let it happen. Mm-hmm. And then just like in hours, it was, nowadays we have a problem of social media. So the one said something in the press conference, the other one has written something on his Twitter or whatever it was, Instagram, that you will not play. The other one responded. Then in the next press conference, they tried to bring to light some issues, some details, which they couldn't find.
We don't know what to trust anymore, because, I mean, it's bad news travels fast, as we say in English. And the social media is all about controversy, and because that feeds the algorithms. So nobody knows what the hell is going on, basically. Yeah. But it looks to me like it was some sort of clash of egos, I guess, right?
Right. Definitely. And
something like that.
If you want to defend yourself in this situation, and in this situation, the one in charge was the manager. So he decided what he wanted to decide, and he had a game to win, and he lost this game. This game against Finland without Lewandowski.
It was the World Cup qualifier.
Yeah, it was a qualifier.
Was it a home or away game?
Yeah, it was an away game. I think it was an away game. Yeah,
against Finland.
We lost in Finland.
Wasn't nominated. You lost. Did the players play for the manager, or did they look like they were not bothered?
Well, that's the greatest question of them all, because many people think that the team was divided. And if we are talking about team sports, and you're working with a divided team, with a half that wants to play for the manager and the half that wants to play for the legend that is not there, you cannot win any game. And Finland used it wonderfully. They won 2-1. And now we have a problem. We have to play twice against Holland. We have to play again at home against Finland.
Tough.
It will be tough. And that's the biggest disappointment, because I have to, frankly, we all thought the World Cup 26 will be this last tournament of Lewandowski, in which maybe he will show something special, just like Ronaldo did in the last final of the European Nations League. And we thought
Messi did in the World Cup. Yeah,
right.
So that would be a nice send-off, nice goodbye for him, right? And obviously, Polish fans would love that. And you are one of those fans. So from what I can see, you are really clearly behind Lewandowski, right? You personally, Tomáš, you stand with Lewandowski in this conflict.
And I think it's 99% of the Polish football fans, of the fans of the Polish national team, because we live this reality of having Lewandowski in our team or like, just like you said, almost two decades. No? And we cannot really imagine this team without him. And many of players who played with him are not anymore with the national team because they got old simply. And he is still somehow biologically very young. And is.
Wait, I want to ask you about that, good. Tomáš, because I know you are a football fan, but I hope it's okay if I tell my listeners, but in your private life, you are actually a doctor. You are a doctor. You work in Germany as a doctor. So
that's right.
How long can he be at the top level? And is he already losing his strength and speed at the age of 36? What's happening to his body right now?
Well, looking at him, no? I think so. There are some studies now that are being published about the biological age of this best and oldest players, and everybody now is talking about the age of Lewandowski, like about 30 years, biologically 30 years. So I think he is on the edge. He is on the edge. So this next tournament would probably be his last.
But wait a minute. He's 36. Ronaldo is 40 or 41?
40, right. He's 40 already. Yeah.
So he could do one more. If Ronaldo can do it, so can Lewandowski, right?
Yeah. It's theoretically it's possible. And you have to say he has a wonderful career. And he is this kind of very healthy sportsman that you not really see a lot. No, he didn't have any major injuries, no? Only like lately some injuries that wasn't that bad. No? He managed also to play in the second game against Inter Milan, no? Inter Milan in this last half final, right?
That was the semi-final.
Semi-final, right? Semi-final of the Champions League.
They lost on penalties, right? I think.
Lost on penalties. Yeah, it was very. No, with one goal, with the one golden goal in the.
Okay, so it wasn't penalties. I can't remember anymore. In the end,
with one goal, with one last goal in the extra time.
Okay.
They've lost the game and didn't get to the final.
Is he still a starter for Barcelona, Lewandowski? Does he start every game or no? Is he on the bench sometimes?
Well, it depends. In most games, he was in the starting 11.
Okay.
So physically, he is not worse than the young players. And of course, we don't have to talk about his experience. He's seen it all.
And he's a leader as well, right? So he has the leadership qualities, and that has to count for something as well. And he's inspiration and like a role model for a lot of young footballers and people who want to be like him. One day they want to achieve something big, and this is so important, extremely important. If you have an icon, a football icon like that, that's just, we cannot stress how important this is for your nation and for the team, right? For football in general in your country. So I hope everything works out in the end, because now this manager that he had a conflict with has resigned. So he has resigned after that game against Finland.
Yeah.
And now the Polish Football Association is looking for a new manager. So, Tomasz, would you be interested in taking this job? It's free, I heard.
Well, I thought about, maybe there was this concept of two managers, for example, in the national team of Denmark, like some years ago. So let's try Polish Czech team. So I will take you with me.
And can I be your assistant?
I don't know. Maybe we just do like co-trainers, no? Something that could work for us, because you as an expert with your English, now everybody's talking about we have to have a Polish coach once again. But I don't think that the players really find it this important to have a Polish coach. They want to have someone who will unite them, someone who will lead them to success. And I don't think the nationality is important. So your candidacy still is still on.
Yeah, I'm a teacher. I'm not sure that.
Great.
I'm a teacher. You are a doctor. So maybe that would be just first time in football history that you would have a duo of managers in such high positions. They don't have a teaching, a training license.
Let's try it. This healthy educative approach of a teacher and a doctor for a national team.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense.
Getting
in
the quarterfinal or semifinal. Let's try it.
If you are listening to this, Polish Football Association, whoever to whom this may concern, then we are here for you. And we want to save the Polish national team. And I think the number one thing we would do is to nominate Robert Lewandowski back to the team, right?
And as a captain on the first day of our work.
Forever.
Surely.
Yeah. Forever. For the rest of football.
Yeah, that's the hope of Polish fans, now that you will stay forever with us, we'll play forever, be a captain forever, because we just had lots of beautiful moments thanks to him.
Of course. Yeah, Tomasz, I could also talk to you on this podcast forever about this topic and about the Polish national team and about football in general, because we love football and it's so easy for us to talk about it. But I think it's time for us to say goodbye for today. Thank you very much for telling us about your national hero, Robert Lewandowski, and all the best to you.
Thank you once again for having me.
See
you next
welcome.
Time. Bye.
Cheers. Take care. Bye-bye. Welcome back to the Language Corner. As always, in this part of the show, I'm going to teach you something, because that's my job. That's right, I'm an English teacher, in case you didn't know that. And today I would like to take a look at the verb to seem, which is quite a useful verb to know for all sorts of reasons. I said, in my mind, this seems quite similar to the Ronaldo situation. So I was comparing the situation of Robert Lewandowski in the national team to the situation of Cristiano Ronaldo in the Portuguese team. And I was saying that these two situations seem quite similar, or this seems, third person singular, right? This seems quite similar. If something seems quite similar, it means it appears to be quite similar. It looks like it's quite similar. But this verb is used to make something sound less strong. So imagine I said, this is quite similar. That sounds stronger. Or if, even without the word quite, even if I said this is similar, then it sounds like I'm stating a fact, right? Perhaps I should have some evidence to back up my claim. But if I say this seems quite similar, I am sort of distancing myself from what I'm saying, yeah? I'm making it sound less strong. I am what's called in academic English hedging, yeah? I am hedging. So obviously you can use this verb to seem to make something sound less strong. For example, I could say, this is a good podcast. The Footglish podcast is a really good podcast. That sounds very strong, like a strong claim, right? So if I'd want to sound less strong, I could say, this seems like a good podcast. So you see how this is such a useful verb. Now notice how we use the structure to plus infinitive after the verb seem, yeah? The verb seem is followed by to infinitive with to. Or it could be followed by also an adjective. You can say, this seems great. This seems fun. Yeah, this, I don't know, this podcast seems fun. It seems to be a good podcast. So either the infinitive with to or adjective, those would be the two most typical structures to use after the verb to seem. All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed this language corner, which is the final part of this podcast. And let me know what you think. That's it from me for today. If you were watching this on my YouTube channel, Teacher Zdeněk, then please make sure you hit the like button, because that's the least you could do for me, because honestly, it helps a lot, because the algorithm shows it to more people, and that's how I potentially get more subscribers for my channel and become famous. I'm not sure about that, but honestly, it's nice to reach out to more people, help more people with their English, and, you know, anyone that does YouTube is aiming for that, right? Is aiming for more subscribers, more sort of popularity. So, of course, I'm trying a little bit as well. Maybe you may say that I'm not trying hard enough. It's true that I'm not willing to sacrifice too much of my time on, let's say, editing or preparing this. I do sacrifice some of my time, but there is a line that I'm not willing to cross. So you get what you pay for. Right, this is a free podcast. Anyway, I've been Zdeněk. Thank you very much for listening or watching this episode. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.